Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
When you get fired, the most important thing is to put it swiftly behind you. That's going to be quite hard for Jill Abramson, who was sacked as editor of the New York Times last week, but who has the newspaper's logo tattooed on her back. To ink a curly black Gothic T to your back is the most tragically misplaced act of loyalty to an employer I've ever heard of. It's even less explicable than getting a tattoo with the name of a current love. At least then, A, there's a chance that the object of your affections will be charmed rather than horrified, and B, it's at least possible that the two of you might stay together forever. By contrast, to have your employer's name branded indelibly onto your skin makes no sense at all. Far from being pleased, your boss is more likely to think it creepy and weird. Jobs are not for life anymore. All jobs end. Often they end badly. The only other case I can find in which employees have had the company's logo emblazoned on their bodies is at Rapid Realty, an attention-seeking New York real estate firm. More than 70 staff have now become what it called tattoo brand ambassadors, and have had a pair of R's inked onto arms and heads, while one beefy-looking chap has had a vast picture of the company's storefront tattooed across one half of his bulging six-pack. It's no big secret. Our agents love where they work, and they're not afraid to show it, says the company. Nor is it a secret that they were offered a pay rise in return for disfiguring themselves, which might also have shaped their decision. Maybe it seemed a good deal at the time, but one assumes it will seem less so once they realise that a tattoo always outlasts a job in real estate or in journalism. Yet just before she was fired, Miss Abramson gave an interview in which she made the idea of getting permanently marked with your employer's logo sound a bit less crazy. She said, "It's become for me a strange form of personal hieroglyphics. I think that eventually when I finish doing them, they'll tell the story of me, of where I lived and what things have been important to me." So far, she has four tattoos, of which two are for the institutions that I revere and that have shaped me. So, a curly T for the Times and a crimson H for Harvard. Suddenly, one sees a whole new use for tattoos. As the Times' first female editor, Miss Abramson had always been something of a trendsetter. But this new fashion could be far, far bigger. With the H and the T, she's made herself a global leader in wearable CVs. The idea would be to mark your body with the names you most wanted to associate yourself with. The tattoos would be a more painful and permanent version of the badges that Boy Scouts have been sewing onto their sleeves for over 100 years. Whereas the boys' badges say insect study and archery and fire safety, the grown-up equivalent could say Cambridge, Google and Goldman Sachs. The only thing Miss Abramson did wrong was to have them on her back, where they could only be seen if she pitched up to work in a backless dress, generally not a great look for a working woman of a certain age. Instead, she ought to have had her wearable CV tattooed down her arm or hand, or even on her neck or forehead. Then, every time she wanted to impress, those institutions that shaped her would be proudly on public view. The idea of the wearable CV strikes me as no more visually disgusting than tattoos of butterflies or skulls or barbed wire, and a lot more useful. It would have the advantage of freeing people from having to drop into conversations, tiresome boasts about what university they went to, as everyone would be able to see that for themselves. It would also mean that if at a party you spotted someone heavily inked with establishment names, you could make a point of talking to them or of avoiding them altogether, according to your preferences. If Miss Abramson has shown us one excellent use for tattoos in professional life, a loutish Manchester United football fan has recently demonstrated another. While the former editor's tattoos are a display of achievement, his represent a darker side of office politics. Back in February, disgusted at his team's performance, the fan had "Moyes out" inked across a hairy buttock. When the luckless David Moyes was fired as manager last month, the fan went back to the parlour and had the words "job complete" added underneath. The lesson: when arse kissing is not called for, arse dissing might work instead.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.